We started yesterday talking about how to make the mitzvah ksiv as every Torah. So the question is, can you do it? Is shlich is a valid vehicle to make the mitzvah ksiv as every Torah? Can you do shlich? So there is a concept in halacha, which is a fascinating discussion, which every bacher has to think about at some point in their life. If shlichus works, so why can't I arrange that the night before I go to bed, I'll have somebody wake up in the morning and put on tefillin and say shema for me. This way, I can sleep until whenever. And so he said shema and he put on tefillin for me. Sounds like a great deal. Why doesn't it work? Does it work? I guess that's the first question. So it doesn't work. So why doesn't it work? Somebody can sit in the sukkah for me. I can do a lot of things. We can do shlichas. So it would seem to be make life much more accommodating to my luxurious desires. So it doesn't work. So there's a concept called mitzvah shabagufa. You can't do shlichas. You can't use shlichas for mitzvah shabagufa. Different ways of saying it in the Rishonim writing the Tosfos Rid asked the kasha. And later on, Shem Exclusion, and Af Mem Gimel. The Ksois quotes the Tosfos Rid. He says that the concept of Shlichus only applies to a Maisa, not to something which is referring to the goof. So I can put tefillin on for you. I can. When I do the Maisa of tying the tefillin, it's like you tied tefillin, but it's on the wrong body. My body is not your body, so it doesn't work. Rabbi Chanan says the chilik is that the din of shlichus is depends. What's the ikur? Is the ikur the maisa or is the tetzah? So by kedushin, the ikur is the tetzah. So shlichus works. Gerish, the ikur is the tetzah. But if the ikur is the maisa itself, somebody else does the maisa, and the maisa works for you. But the problem is somebody else does the maisa. So how do we define what's the mitzvah over here? Is the mitzvah over here the ksiva? The act of being kosev, and if that would be the argument, the mitzvah is the act of kosev l'chari, you cannot do it ayin shliach. Or is the mitzvah to have a sefer Torah, which then I can mekayim that responsibility by having somebody else do it for me? So the Shagas Aryeh grapples with this question. He wants to know, is there a mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah b'zman hazeh? The Shagas Aryeh Simon Lamavov. Is there a mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah b'zman hazeh? He raises the question that to be mekayim the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, you have to write. It's clear in the Rambam you have to write a kosher sefer Torah, and we don't have a kosher sefer Torah. He says because the Gemara says kedushin later on, the first parak, that we're not bekiyim bechaseres v'yaseres. We don't have every single chaser and yeser in the sefer Torah down correctly. The Gemara already said that. That's our reality. Says the early generations were bekiyim. We're not bekiyim. So we write a sefer Torah nowadays. We're not going to get every single chaser and yeser properly. Now the Rambam Shita is, by the way, that for Kriyas HaTorah, that's fine. For Kriyas HaTorah, that's acceptable. But for being Yotze in the midst of Ksivas Ever Torah, you're not going to be Yotze. So not going to be Yotze in the midst of Ksivas Ever Torah at the Mina Raisa anyway. So why are we writing? We're writing, he says, for the midst of the Raisa, the act of Ksiva. There's a din rabbanan writing to be able to learn from. Well, we don't learn from our sefer Torah anymore nowadays. We use it for kriya. We don't learn from it. So he says we could argue that nowadays that the ikur mitzvah doesn't apply anymore. So he seems to learn that the discussion in that he discusses whether in that discussion he says the mitzvah is not to have a sefer Torah to learn from. The mitzvah is to write the sefer Torah. So according to his understanding, the mitzvah is to write. Rabbi Chanan has written the chari. You would not be able to do any shlichus. The simple reading of the Rosh and others is that the ikur mitzvah is to be able to have the sefer Torah to learn from it. You should write it, learn from it, put it into their mouths. So the ikur is the tetzah. So the chari would be yotzal yene shlichus. So the option of having your sefer write it for you would seem to be a valid option. The Michel Sinner actually raises this question. He discusses it in the mitzvah Taryag, so that's on the Taryag mitzvahs. So he raises three questions about this. If the ikur mitzvah is the act of the ksiva, or is that you should have a sefer Torah to use? Number one is, does it have to be yours? We discussed, someone raised the question yesterday, it has to be yours. So I did ksiva, but it's not mine. So if the mitzvah is the ksiva, or is the mitzvah the point I should have it? Second, if the sefer Torah would be lost, chas v'shalom, or damaged, to have a mitzvah to write a new one. But the most fascinating question, which he raises, the question is, if a person writes a sefer Torah and then he gives it to the shul, is it yotze to the mitzvah of sefer Torah? He doesn't have it anymore. He gave it away to the shul. So if the Iker Mitzvah is that they have it, so he doesn't have it. If the Mitzvah to write it, he wrote it. So which one is the Mitzvah, the act of writing it, or is the Mitzvah of having it? And this will, these would be nafkaminas, that this is the nafkaminas that he raises. So this is an interesting question in regards to writing a Sefer Torah and giving it away. The preferred way to write it is when a person donates a Sefer Torah to the shul, is actually not to donate it. It's to lend it. This way, he would not get involved in this question. He's clearly going to have, it's his Sefer Torah, which the shul is using. So he was becoming the mitzvah, and it's being used by the shul. That raises a question. I discussed this recently with a person who's a president of the shul. So he says, so who pays the insurance? What happens if it be cut in? What happens if it gets damaged? Who's responsible? You see how a president of a shul thinks when we talk about those type of questions. What about doing a b'shutfis? So, everybody here in the room get together and everybody will contribute X amount of money and we'll hire a sefer and we'll do b'shutfis. So, Kregor says b'feres that you're not yet say the mitzvah ksivas ever tar b'shutfis. The Rambam's lashon is mitzvah called ishri ish mi Yisrael, and the suggestion the Rambam is saying the lashon ish mi Yisrael means each one has to do his own ma'aseh mitzvah. You can't have somebody else being yotzei the mitzvah. Based on the Gemara in Bava Basra, the Gemara in Bava Basra says that what about an esrik shel kohal? So esrik shel kohal, this is in Europe, it was very common that they couldn't afford, every person couldn't afford their own dalad minim. So the shul would buy. No, the din of lechem, you have to have, it has to be yours. So the Gemara says the esrik shel kohal, esrik shel shutfis, your yotzei, as long as when it's yours, when you have it, the moment you have it, you can eat it. But if you can't eat it, so you don't have full bialas on it, so then you're not yotzei with it. So applying that, why? Because the din of lechem means the sheikula lechem. So. Theoretically, we want to apply that back to Sefer Torah, would seem to be a problem. Menachas Chinuch actually handles that applies to something where there is a concept of consuming it. That's what its function is for, etc. So over there, you need royal achila, like the Mor says in Sukkah. Something which you don't need royal achila, he wouldn't see that. That's a problem. Talis, the din of talis has to be yours. Talis or kohol, how do you make a bracha on talis or kohol? Because we say late bezdin master, when they bought it originally, the kavana was that each person, when they have it, it's totally theirs. So we theoretically apply the concept of late bezdin master, and it's very common that there were shuls in Europe that people would get together and they would hire a sefer and have a sefer write for them, and they'd be mekayem the mitzvah through that. So that would be theoretically the suggestion, this idea which a person pays for a letter, so he's contributing for the cost of the ksiva, and if that's how it's being done, so he would become a shutif in the process, and he'd mekayem the mitzvah that way. So we discussed possibly mekayem the mitzvah through being magia the ois, which you spoke about yesterday, if a person actually writes it. But according to this, if you hold, you can do a shlichus. Hey, and we're going to argue that shutus would work by saying lay best and mas. Each person contributes their part. They get a full chelik in it. So that would be a way to do it. We mentioned yesterday the argument the car should be there should be many thousands of Sefer Torah running around the Silver Spring. There's a thousand, at least 1,000 men. Over bar mitzvah, there's 2,000 men over bar mitzvah. So why is everybody mekayim this mitzvah? So there's a halacha of chaimish that a person permits to say, for mitzvah lo sasei, a person cannot be over lo sasei, transgress a lo sasei, even he has to give all of his money away before doing so. But the mekayim mitzvah say a person not mechuyav to spend more than 1/5 of his property. The din of chaimish. So if the cost of a sefer Torah is $35,000, $40,000. So that's more than a chaimish of my available money that I have. I'm not mechuyav to sell my house for that purpose. So that's more than, so I'm not mechuyav to do it. I'm potter, I have a din of ra'inus, and I'm potter from it. If a person would have, a person would have a chiyuv to do that. But according to this argument of shutvis, look how everybody should be mishtatev. At least according to some shittas, should be yotzei. It's hard to say that the cost of the shtatvis is above and beyond your chaimish. So the chara person should be mishtatev. So those are maybe some points about the concept being yotzei mitzvah ksiva. Maybe tomorrow just talk about the, which is not really halacha. It's more like different minhagim which have been evolved in the process of hachnasa sefer Torah. Okay, have a good morning.